I'm ready to go, Jerry.
Thank you. I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the City Council for August 22nd, 2017. You have in front of you the agenda. I don't know whether, I apologize, who?
Kelly.
Kelly, are you back there to call roll, or do you want us to call roll?
I can call roll.
Let her rip.
Councilmember Jennings?
Present.
Councilmember Haar?
Present.
Councilmember McMahon?
Present.
Councilmember Crow?
Here.
Councilmember Glickert?
I'm here.
Councilmember Smothers? Mayor Welch.
Thank you. You have before you the agenda. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? I hope not, but if there are, a motion that the agenda be approved.
Second.
I think he made, Steve McMahon made the motion.
Second.
Paul, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you. There are no proclamations, minutes, appointments, swearing in, citizen participation, other citizen. There is citizen participation forms, but I don't think anyone has filled one out. If anyone would like to, there'll be two opportunities for citizen participation. There are no public hearings. There's no consent agenda. We'll go to item number K, which is under the city manager's report, the protocol for communications with MSD under the Clearwater project. Mr. Adams, do you want to speak, or do you want to just turn it over to council?
Yeah, since the protocol is going to be mandatory with council input, I'll just turn this over to council.
Thank you. Please let the record reflect that Mr. Smotherson has arrived at about 4:32, 4:33. We are on the city manager's report, and as you will recall at the last city council meeting, our colleague Ms. Carr brought up some concerns regarding communication with MSD. In response to that, I had the opportunity to talk with interim City Manager Adams regarding communications with MSD. And what I would like to do and hope that you as colleagues, we can discuss it and move forward, is appoint only one person to communicate back and forth with MSD, both for our affirmative communications going outbound and then, frankly, for MSD's communications coming inbound to us. I believe that will give MSD greater clarity as to who they should speak with and provide us then with a consistent mechanism by which we can exchange information, both our thoughts to MSD and then MSD's thoughts to us. So I would like to open up this part of the conversation truly as a working session as to if you have other suggestions as to a better way to streamline communication with MSD. I would be welcome to it and would welcome anyone's input.
Jerry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I on now?
You are on.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. I couldn't agree more with the assessment you just provided. I think he is the point person. I believe that is the city's responsibility. So I wholeheartedly agree with that we should have one person, and it should be the interim city manager.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I concur. If there's going to be one person, it should be the city manager. I know we talked about doing members of council, and I wouldn't want to see just one member of council. I'd like to see, you know, maybe one person from each of the wards go if we were going to do that. But if we're talking about one person, I'm comfortable with the city manager being the point person.
I appreciate comments from both councilmembers. Ms. Carr?
Okay, so I'd like to move that that we authorize the city manager to be the point person, and that we have the city manager communicate to MSD that he, in fact, is the point person, and in any other communications to and from the city should be coming from him, and that the city manager keep us informed on a weekly basis of what is going on with MSD.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Can I ask for just one addition? As we discuss it, I think it's important for us to ask MSD to direct all of their communication to the city manager, not just that we're authorizing Charles to speak for us and receive information. I think that at this point in time, after the water that we've all seen under this bridge, no pun intended, I really believe that it will serve us better if we ask MSD that they streamline all their communication to the city manager. And that clearly means not to each or any of us, but to him. Because I think that I think if we have separate conversations, by the way, I don't think we can prevent that from happening. I think that's fine. But I think the protocol needs to be that MSD knows that we expect the communication that's going to go to all of council to go through Charles. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing for us to say we want it that way. I think we've really got to ask MSD that we expect their communications, if it's to be to all of council, that it doesn't come to any of us, it goes to him and then back out, because I think that's probably something that we're a little concerned about. And I would ask that if you would mind having a friendly amendment to that.
I don't mind, and I guess further, I'd like to make sure that MSD is actually communicating with our city manager as opposed to just our staff, so that he really does. Just as if I'm going to ask a question of staff, I actually ask it through Charles, and then he directs it, so that the city manager is advised of all things going on.
Are you okay? Michael, are you okay with the communication to MSD that we ask them to communicate directly with Charles?
That's pretty much in line with what I said earlier. Just one quick point of order, and that is before this motion comes before the floor, you should make sure that everybody's had a chance to speak to your question, and I agree with Ms. Carr on the motion too, but making sure everybody gets a piece of this pie.
May I? So Robert's rule says that you normally make a motion and then you discuss it, so I don't think we're really cutting anybody off, but yeah.
No, and I just wanted to agree, and also just emphasizing, and I think Terry mentioned this, and that is that any information or any contact with staff from MSD has to be, you know, our city manager needs to be made aware of that, that any contact from MSD with our staff. And I mean, I know that's probably typical business, but again, we need to know, I think our city manager needs to be aware of what's happening and the interactions between MSD and staff.
And I agree, Charles, the interim city manager should be the contact person, outgoing, ingoing. Question, should MSD on their own decide to contact one or more of us council members, do we want to include that there's a duty upon council members then to direct that message to Charles, so that we all then share with, if I were to get an email from somebody and they wanted my thoughts, I would disseminate that immediately and not be, so that continues to flow, so that we're all aware of what our obligation should something on MSD's end not follow what we've asked them to follow.
Interesting. I think that is something we probably should include.
Can we do that in a separate motion? That way it's just, yes. That's okay. I think I like that idea. I think it's probably more of a separate motion, because I think Charles would like to be able to show MSD a clean motion that makes him the point person for communications, and then asks MSD to direct their communications back to him. So as I recall, there's actually an amendment to Ms. Carr's motion, which was an amendment to include a request of MSD that they direct communications back through Charles. So there was a friendly amendment, which someone else should probably make other than myself. Is that, are you okay to make an amendment? You can amend it.
Okay. So I would amend the motion to say that that we will be directing MSD to direct all communications to our city manager. And or do we go on to others?
Well, you've already, okay. If we do that amendment, then we can go back and do the original motion. So we've got the amendment before us. Ms. Carr made the motion. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings made a second. Those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You good on that, Mike? Thank you. So we have the amended motion that basically appoints Charles as the point person and directs MSD to communicate with us. If anyone would like a more formal reading of the motion, I'm happy to have Ms. Carr read it, but I think everyone understands the gist of the directive of communication both to the city manager and back. Are there any questions regarding the amended motion that is before the body?
So originally I had had a second portion to the motion, and that is that the city manager then communicate to council on a weekly basis about the status. So is there anyone who objects to that, or that should that be a separate motion?
Charles May.
Well, at some point, because of the water that's gone under the bridge, we need to know what's going on instead of sitting there for several months. And so if there's nothing to be communicated, I mean, Charles has been absolutely excellent about, you know, about sending us communications and having his staff communicate what's going on. But I think it's important for us to have confidence that we're, you know, we know what's going on and not have another surprise.
To the interim city manager, is that a are you comfortable with the weekly update, or would you rather be a regular update and every other week? I'm just curious as to, and my colleague may not want that. I'm just curious, are you okay with a weekly update?
Yeah, either there's something or there's not. I mean,
yeah.
So that's simple. We can regiment ourselves to make sure we get this out in a timely manner.
So I believe Ms. Carr has amended her emotion.
No, actually, was the second portion. Yes,
you just
that was in my original motion.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I mean, I said it,
oh,
and then
okay.
You.
Okay, she did say it. Okay,
yes.
I apologize. Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, thank you. So you have the motion before the body. Are there any questions? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion before the body, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Mr. McMahon, would you like to now make your directive?
I'd like to make a motion that should MSD not follow the direction that we've set out, that they would direct all communication through the interim city manager, that should any member of council receive communication from MSD, that they have an affirmative duty then to direct that back to the interim city manager and to share it with all of council so we can all stay on the same page.
Is there a second? Mr. Jennings seconded that. Are there any questions or concerns regarding that motion? You okay, Michael? Okay, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The only things that we have left, and I really do want to try to work through that on this, is that I believe it is important. I don't know that we need to take a motion, so you guys tell me if that's what we need to do, in that I do believe that we need to schedule a study work session with MSD so that we can clearly ask them to lay out each of the alternatives they have considered up to this point in time, have them list the pros and the cons for each of those alternatives. It would be our intent during this meeting to have both questions and answers and discussions regarding those alternatives, and in particular for us to be able to balance MSD's engineering needs with our needs as an elected body to the community's needs for how this should best be done with the least amount of upheaval to our citizens. I really am asking, do we need this as a motion or a directive, Ms. Carr?
I think in this case, if we formalize it, then it's MSD has something to go by. So while we may feel comfortable operating on a consensus, I think that in order to provide this to MSD, may I ask the city manager if in fact this, what we're deciding on upon now, should be conveyed to MSD prior to the meeting that they've said they would hold, because I think they're going to hold a meeting sometime. Well, it's already getting to be late August, so sometime after Labor Day.
Yeah, I think that sooner than later we should let them know what council's opinion of and what their request is regarding an upcoming meeting. We basically, and I'll ask Director of Parks and Public Works, we haven't heard anything from them relative to the upcoming meeting that was supposed to take care end of August or September. And so we actually have not been communicated with any prescribed date for an upcoming meeting so we can reach out to them and see if we can come up with a working set.
Okay.
A couple of dates that they think might be conducive for them as well as for you.
Okay, so again, to answer Terry's question, I think that that we should formalize this so that they're clear that this, you know, how council feels about our upcoming meetings, that, you know, that we would like to address this rather than just have a presentation where we're given, you know, this is your option or this is not your option. So
essentially we want them to know exactly what we want as the next step.
Yes.
And I'm good with that. Also, I think we should include those requested items that we had at the Mandarin House meeting. Some people requested maps of the sewer lines, and I also talked about computer modeling of the different options that they use to, you know, arrive at the decision for storage tanks and or rule out other options. So the computer modeling and maps are some of the things that we requested.
I do, but I just want I also want to make sure that that this is not a this meeting is not a one-off, that, you know, that we're that in going forward that we're going to do pretty much what you had laid out in the second, that in this first meeting we're going to set a timeline and we're going to set the parameters for continuing these discussions, because I think that if we don't engage, if we sit back, that they will default to the kind of presentation that we got at Mandarin House, and it will not be a discussion or a negotiation. But they will still be putting a check in the box for public engagement. So I think that it's incumbent upon us to establish the ground rules, or at least propose the ground rules.
Would everyone be comfortable if we, as a body, took a vote to direct the city manager to communicate with MSD to schedule a study work session between City Council, our staff, MSD staff, to discuss the alternatives, how they got to the alternatives that they presented at the Mandarin House, including maps and modelings, and the pros and cons of each alternative in a question and answer discussion format, which would include a balanced discussion of engineering needs versus community needs, and at the end of that discussion to develop a timeline for future meetings and for topics of discussion, whether they be work sessions or public sessions with our citizens. Did we throw it all in there?
Did I go the wrong way?
Well, okay. You can speak. Go ahead. No, I apologize. Correct. All of the options. Michael, that is Beth Martin, who is sitting in the audience, who does not have a microphone in front of her. Could you hear her? Could you hear her? And I agree. I'm sorry. All of the options that were considered, not just the ones that were at the Mandarin House. I apologize. My intent was that to answer the questions that were presented at the Mandarin House, but it should include all alternatives that they considered to date. Am I in the scheme of where we think we need to be? Charles, are you at a place where you have a working of all that I said? We're good with that?
Yeah, but I will run it by council before I send something to MSD, before we talk with them, so I can make sure everybody has a chance to weigh in.
Does everyone have a sense that hopefully we've covered most of that? And if we're on the same page, Michael, do you have are you okay?
I think we've already established the interim city manager as our point person. So yes, I have to input this together. I think you probably, because what you said, I think is pretty all inclusive, Terry, and then Beth. But there's a lot of stuff there that I think probably when Charles sits down to compose a letter, he might want to make sure that he gets with Sinan to have all that stuff in the letter to go out to MSD, because I talked to Charles yesterday, and he said the same thing as he said to council today, and that is he's not heard back nor Sinan from MSD. Yet MSD, as we all know, said we'd like to get together with council again in a study session in what, late August or September. And like Ms. Carr said, it's here.
Yep. I'm assuming that following Michael's, you'll work with your directors to make sure that the list is as complete as you feel you need to present to MSD.
Right.
Having had that conversation, is there a motion that the tenor of the subject that I provided to you be given to the city manager and he then communicate to MSD all of the items that I listed? Is there a second? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. We have I have no other business, and that was what was on the agenda for this evening. There's no new business, there's no council reports, no one else has signed up, I don't believe, to speak. Any council comments that anyone would like to make? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion that this meeting of the city council be adjourned.
So moved.
Is there a second? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Michael, for joining us. Have a nice, safe trip.
Thank you.
Just for information,